Today is Friday, October 4th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just ran up the stairs, and I can't breathe because I'm old and out of shape. I don't know. Or dying, who knows, but I can't run up the stairs without really needing to breathe hard. And I started recording like right away because I brought my laptop up here because I record on my gaming laptop, but I normally have it downstairs with me. So I brought it up to the studio, and then I realized my phone was still downstairs. So I went downstairs, but I don't usually go up the stairs or down the stairs. Well, I'm more likely to go down the stairs in a normal fashion, but I don't normally go up the stairs. I normally run up the stairs, and I'm so out of breath right now. Whew. Anyway, so yeah, today is Friday. It was my last day of work before my conference. And after we recorded, me and the mouse in my pocket, after I recorded last night, I'm trying to remember what I did. So yesterday, I know what I did. So yesterday I recorded the very first episode of Throwing Down with Joe and Adam, or Adam and Joe, or I don't know. We didn't have a theme song. We didn't have segments yet. We didn't really have personal stories because I've been doing catching up with Joe for, I don't know, the past 4 weeks. And so we had just recorded catching up, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday or something like that. So literally it had been 3 days and I didn't have any personal stories. And he said, how do you do a daily show if you don't have any personal stories? Because you're always like, I don't know, you have a daily show. And I said, yeah, I don't have any stories for my daily show either. But anyway, I recorded that. And that show is going to be a Patreon only. It's going to benefit Joe completely. Not me. I'm not getting paid. But he's going to use it as like as a enticement to, or as extra content for his Patreon people. And that's fine. So he'll use that. And then I can, you know, pimp Pride 48 and maybe get some more Pride 48 listeners out of it. And I've wanted to do a podcast with Joe. So we'll see how it goes. But it went pretty well. We only did about 45 minutes. And then he's doing a podcast with Daniel Brewer. Daniel Brewer is doing UK Drag Race Recap with Joe. And so Daniel came on maybe 10 minutes before they were going to start. And we had a chat, Joe and Daniel and I, and that was fun. And then I went and then cooked dinner. And it was just spaghetti. I had leftover spaghetti sauce I made spaghetti on Monday. And so I needed to really use that because I'm trying to get better at using the leftovers. Because if normally I'm not a leftover eater sort of person. And so we'll waste a lot of money on if I make too much food in one meal, it'll end up just getting thrown in the trash. It'll stay in the refrigerator probably for months until it has mold on it or something. Not even mold, but like the mold that's like, you know, hairy mold that has grown for like a really long time and looks like it needs a haircut. And then maybe it gets thrown out at that point. Or I've even had situations where I couldn't throw meat away because it'll start stinking in the trash. So I put it in the freezer, but it's already bad, so I can't use it. I put it in the freezer, and then I forget about it for like 2 years. And then I don't know. I mean, that may be an exaggeration, but I have like bags of frozen meat that need to get thrown away, and I keep forgetting about it. So, but what I did was I revived. It wasn't quite, I didn't think it was quite enough spaghetti sauce. So I took some tomato paste that I had, and I added tomato paste to it, added a little bit of water to make it a little bit more saucy than it was because it was kind of dry. And then I've been trying to make the tomato sauce a little sweeter because Mark really likes, and he makes when there are Filipino parties, he will make Filipino spaghetti, which has a lot of brown sugar, some kind of sugar. They use banana ketchup which is the strangest thing. It's ketchup, but it's made out of bananas, but it's still red, which I'm assuming they just dye it red. But anyway, it also has sugar in it, I think, and it's a sweet tomato sauce. And the one thing that Mark doesn't really like about tomato American or Italian tomato sauce is how kind of sour and acidic it is. And it's probably because their tomato sauce is with banana ketchup, so there's not really a lot of, I don't think there's any acidity in banana ketchup because it's bananas. It's crazy that they make ketchup out of bananas. I'd never heard about that until the Philippines, but it's pretty good, actually. I don't mind a sweet tomato sauce. It's all right. So I've been adding a little bit of sugar. So I added some sugar to the sauce, and it was pretty good, actually. So I added tomato paste, water, sugar, and it was just a bottled sauce because, I mean, who has time to make sauce? So I did that, and I made way too much, but we ate it. And then we watched TV, and I can't remember what we watched last night. I know I was telling you guys that we had, like, theme nights all week, but I can't remember what the theme was last night. We watched something. Hi, my name is Ray. And that was it. And then I had work today, and I was just, I had a meeting that I was so, and it was so stupid because there's a guy at work, and I know, I've told you guys all about the drama at work. And it was getting better, and then it was getting worse, and then maybe a little bit better, and then worse, and it's been flipping back and forth, and I feel like I can't go into a lot of detail because it's hard to explain exactly what I'm talking about. It's not that my listeners are not smart, but it's just, you know, to someone who doesn't, it's hard to explain your job to people and what you're doing if they're not in it on a daily basis. It's just, it's a lot of detail. But he was giving a demo of this thing that he is doing, and it's the guy that I don't like. And the thing that he is doing is basically something that is supposed to be added to my product, and we were going to be doing it, but he ended up getting assigned to do this. And I have a little bit of, it's not jealousy, but it's like, hey, we were going to get to that, and now you're demoing it and trying to get your own customers as if this is going to be your own product. And it feels like you're trying to compete with me, even though we're combining all this into one thing. Again, it's very hard to explain, but I have a little bit of some is justified and some is not justified, but a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of hatred going on for this person. So I had that meeting after lunch, and I met Mark for lunch, and we went to Wingstop. And then I was just dreading this demo because I don't know. I'd been very confrontational with this guy in a meeting a few days ago, and I've been really trying to hold my tongue and not say anything. And I thought, oh, I'm just gonna have to listen to him, and he's probably gonna be like, oh, this thing is much better than Plexus, which is the current thing we've got. It's going to revolutionize the way we do testing, yada, yada. And I just knew he was going to say some stuff that were going to piss me off. And he didn't really say anything that pissed me off, but I did feel some pangs of jealousy. And so, and we're basically combining everything, and it's very hard to explain. But so that was kind of my day at work. And then I had a meeting with a team in Costa Rica, because they're trying to get into test automation, and I'm considered somewhat of an expert, so they want me to start consulting with them. And one of the guys I work with who recommended me, he said, you should hit up the bosses to pay for a trip to Costa Rica to do some training for these folks in person. I don't know, is Costa Rica a place that you really want to go? I mean, is it pretty? Is it? I haven't really done a lot of research on Costa Rica, but anyway. So I had a call with them, and other than that, I was just trying to kind of prepare my team for me being out next week, because I'm going to be in London next week, and I'm going to be in a conference the first 3 days, but then I'm going to have 3 days to just kind of peer around London, and I believe I'm going to be going to Amsterdam, and because there are really cheap flights from London to Amsterdam, and so I'm going to go to Amsterdam and see what the red light district looks like and see the canals and like all of this stuff. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little bit nervous, but I read that they speak English like I think that's like the primary language there or something. And so that'll be easy, you know, if everyone's speaking English. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about is supposedly there are these environmental protests that are going to be going on in 60 different cities all across Europe and maybe Asia. I'm not sure. But, and I can't remember the name of the group, but there's a group that's going to be doing all of these environmental protests, and they're going to be blocking roads and holding signs and picketing and doing all these things. And our travel desk at work was warning us that, like, you know, you're going to have to plan for longer travel times and there's going to be heightened security. And I'm like, oh my God, what if, like, some big violent thing erupts and I get hit by a, you know, someone, I get some environmental terrorist, you know, driving a car through the crowd and I get hit and killed. I hope that doesn't happen. All right, well, we're going to end on that note. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. See you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.